On today's Kids Corner, Scooter is spending the weekend with Liz when something terrible happens.
Hey, Scooter? Scooter? Where did you go? Oh, no, please tell me he didn't run away. Oh, please, please, please.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It's been raining a lot in Turin lately, but the kids are nice and cozy in Grandpa Anoli's house, having their weekly Bible study.
All right, then. Does anybody have any questions?
No, I don't have any.
Good. Well, chapter 12 for next week. Are there any prayer requests?
I have one, Grandpa Anoli.
Well, go ahead, Scooter.
Okay, well, you guys know my dad hasn't been working for a while.
What, you mean he hasn't gotten a job since he took that computer class?
No. So, you know, my folks are going over to Clawburg to see if they can find some jobs there.
Clawburg?
Clawburg?
Uh-huh. But that's another city.
Yeah, are you saying he might be moving away, Scooter?
Well, if my dad finds a job there, then yeah.
Oh man,
that stinks.
Tell me about it. All my friends are here in Turin. Anyway, I guess I want you guys to pray that my dad finds a job in Clawburg.
Well, maybe we should pray that he finds a job, whether it's in Clawburg or Turin.
Oh.
That sound good?
Yeah, great.
Scooter, when are your folks leaving?
Tonight. I'm staying at Liz's house for a few days.
Yep, that's right.
Uh-huh.
You should also pray that your mom and dad have a safe drive in this weather.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Anything else?
Oh, I have something, but I'm not sure it's a prayer request, really.
Well, what is it,
Larry? Yeah, what's up?
Well, something weird happened, and I don't know what to think about it.
Weird?
Yeah, strange. This afternoon, I was helping my mom clean out the garage.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had done some woodworking, so I swept up the sawdust and dumped it in my dad's big metal trash can.
Oh, yeah, the one you rolled me down the hill in?
Yeah, well, that was your idea.
Well, you know.
Guys, come
on. Anyways, there must have been a nail or something metal in the dustpan when I threw it in the can, because something sparked and started the trash on fire.
Wow. With all those wood chips and sawdust? Wow, it must have gone right up.
Yeah, it got awfully warm real quick.
Wow.
Ooh,
yeah.
What happened?
Well, Mom went running in the house to get a pitcher of water, and I started beating the fire with an old rug.
Maury, why didn't you just pull the trash can outside into the rain?
Well, I'm sure the metal was too hot to touch.
Yeah, and the can was almost full. It was heavy.
Ah, gotcha.
So I'm beating this fire with an old rug, and it's not doing any good. Suddenly, I hear someone say, "Look out!" This guy comes running in, grabs a bucket of sand from under Dad's workbench. Huh? I didn't even know there was a bucket of sand down there.
Yeah.
Anyways, he pours the sand on the fire and puts it out.
Wow!
It sounds like he kept your house from, like, burning down.
He probably did.
That's cool.
I went inside to get my mom, but when we came back out, this guy just disappeared.
What?
Gone. Poof. Vanished.
Vanished?
Nowhere in sight.
That is strange.
I know. Yeah. I never had a chance to thank him.
Oh.
I have no idea where to even find him. I don't even know where to look.
You've never seen him before?
Nope. I didn't even get his name.
Wow.
So, you want us to pray you see him again so you can thank him?
Well, yeah, and, you know, thank God that our house didn't burn down.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Good. All right, anything else?
Nah, I'm okay.
I got nothing.
No.
Well, I have something I'd like to share with you.
Hey, wait a second. Grandpa, do my eyes deceive me? Is that an email you're holding?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
steady. I still don't have a computer. Granny Gecko passed it on to me.
That makes sense. Okay.
It's from a pastor of a church in Toad Hollow. Yeah. He's a good friend of Granny and myself.
So what does it say?
Well, as you know, Toad Hollow got hit by not one, but two big tornadoes.
Oh, yeah, that was sad.
I heard about that. Lots of people lost their homes and stuff?
No, they lost everything.
Whoa.
And the pastor is asking for whatever help we can offer, you know, whether it's money, clothes, food, or toys.
Ooh.
Well, hey, maybe we could have a bake sale or sell lemonade or something.
Yeah. Or we could have a food drive and collect food from all our neighbors.
That's a good idea.
Oh, I got an idea.
What is it, Lucille?
Well, I read about these kids. They had a garage sale for this family whose house burned down.
Okay.
But instead of putting prices on the items, they asked for just donations. Give whatever you can kind of thing.
That's cool.
Well, they ended up making more money that way than if they would have had a regular garage sale.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. Hey, we could do that for those people.
Yeah.
I still have a garage, so maybe we could do it at my place.
Let's run it by your folks first, okay?
Good idea.
Well, that was easier than I thought it'd be. Let's just hammer down the details and we can get to praying.
After the prayer session was finished, the kids were waiting for Liz's mom to pick them up.
So Scooter's staying at your house for a few days?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Well, remember the last time he stayed over? Mm-hmm. When he stole those sneakers?
Oh, the leapers!
Yeah!
Well, I think he learned his lesson. He won't do that again, I'm sure.
I hope not. I'm not looking forward to Leapers 2, the sequel. I mean, I like Scooter Lucille, but he gets frustrating after a while, you know?
Oh, I have no idea how that feels.
Yeah. Hey!
At KidsCorner.net, we believe that the Bible is one big story about God's love for His people.
You and I are part of God's big story.
So we've created this Bible study for kids and their families to learn that story.
Today, we call that story the Bible.
Watch each of the 7 animated videos and take the quizzes to learn more about the Bible.
Let's start your journey through the Bible together.
Complete the Bible study, and you'll receive a free printable God's Big Story comic book.
Okay.
If it's your first time learning about the Bible, don't worry.
The Bible seems so huge.
There's lots of help along the way. And if you've read Bible stories before, you'll enjoy discovering even more about God's love for His people and you.
Okay, then we're God's people too?
Go to kidscorner.net. And click on the God's Big Story Bible Study. Learn how God is calling you to live out your Christian faith every day. All for free from KidsCorner.net.
Scooter had been staying with Liz and his family for only one day before Liz was exhausted. The sun had only been out a little while, and they'd already played baseball, street hockey, t-ball, and soccer. When a stray cloud finally rolled over it, Liz used it as an excuse to go inside.
Oh, let's go put a puzzle together.
Ooh, that sounds great.
So they made 2 puzzles.
What do you want to do now, Liz?
Oh, take a nap.
Liz collapsed on the couch, and Scooter went upstairs to Liz's room to play a game on the computer. He didn't move until the phone rang.
Hello, Lucertus.
Hey, Liz, what you doing?
Resting.
Oh, come on. You can sleep later. The sun is shining.
Yeah, I noticed all morning.
Hey, let's go to the water park. I got some free passes.
Oh, who else is going?
Nobody. Just us.
Oh, let me go ask my mom.
Liz set down the phone and went to the kitchen where his mom was washing dishes.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, well, what is it, Liz?
Spike's on the phone. He wants to know if I can go with him to the water park. He's got some free tickets.
Oh, sure, Liz. I think Scooter would really enjoy that, Liz.
I was gonna go with Spike.
I'm sure Scooter wouldn't mind to go with you.
Okay.
Liz went back to the phone.
Spike, are you still there?
Yeah, what'd she say?
Well, she said I can go.
Sweet.
But do you mind if Scooter comes with?
Does he have to?
Well, he's staying at our house for a few days, so we're kind of a package deal.
Yeah, I suppose. I got some extra tickets anyway.
Oh, thanks, Spike. I owe you one.
Liz, Scooter, and Spike climbed on their bikes and rode over to the water park.
This is gonna be great!
Yeah!
The water park was filled with water slides, drops, and all manner of thrills for a young lizard.
Whee!
Yeah!
For most of the afternoon, the trio played in the park. They tried every slide.
Cowabunga!
Oh, watch out, Liz.
Every wave pool.
Marco!
Polo!
And every drop. Except for one.
Boys, it's time to do the enormous splash.
Whoa! Really? It looks pretty scary.
Ah, oh, come on, Scooter. It's not too bad.
Yeah, it's only like a 100-foot drop into a raging
feet.
River.
Yeah, how tough could that be?
Yeah.
Guys, I really like the dinky dunk.
Yeah, we know. We've already done it like 5 times.
Yeah, Scooter.
Now we want to do the enormo splash.
Oh, enormo?
Come on, Scooter. It'll be fun. You'll like it, I promise.
Okay.
Attaboy.
Okay.
The boys got in the line for the enormo splash. It wound up a tall flight of stairs and led to the tallest slide any of them had ever seen. After about 30 minutes, it was their turn to go.
Next.
Come on, Scooter, you're up.
What? Why me?
Because you need to face your fear.
Come on, kid, others are waiting.
Go, Scooter.
No, you go.
Somebody go.
Well, but I don't wanna.
What do you mean you don't wanna?
I don't wanna. I changed my mind.
Somebody better go.
Come on,
Come on, are you really chickening out?
Oh, I just don't want to do it anymore. That's a
Okay, fine, I'll go.
No, Liz, you gotta come back down with me.
Are you nuts, Scooter? I wanna ride the enormo splash.
Me too, hey, look out.
Pushing.
Come on now. Hurry up. Let's go.
Please, Liz, please come down with me.
Come on, get out of the way.
Move it, get out of here.
That's it. You three off.
What?
Yeah, we're tired of waiting for you. Now hit the road.
Come on, we've been in line for half an hour.
Yeah.
You should have thought of that when you had the chance. Now you can get in the back of the line.
Oh, come on. It's
no,
not a...
go. Now!
Yeah, move it!
Come on, guys.
Okay, Liz.
I don't believe this.
Spike, Scooter, and Liz made their way back down the steps of the enormo splash.
Chicken!
When they got to the back of the line, Spike kept walking.
Where are you going, Spike?
Yeah, you want to go to the dinky dunk again?
I'm out of here.
Oh, you want to play some video games?
No. I just want to go home, alone.
Oh.
I'll give you a call, Spike.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, wait a couple days, okay?
You want to go to the dinky dunk, Liz?
I don't think so, Scooter.
Well, do you want to go?
I'm going, too. I've had enough of the dinky dunk.
At that same time, Lucille and her mom were on their way back from shopping in Sandusky Hills.
Oh, thanks for the shoes, Mom. They're going to look great with the dress you brought me last week.
Yeah, you outgrew the last pair pretty quickly, I hope.
Whoa! That seems really close.
Yeah, where did it come from? It was such a nice day when we left.
And now it's really raining hard.
Yeah, I've never seen rain like this before.
Look out for the puddle!
Where?
Whoa! What happened?
Oh, the car just stalled.
Try starting it.
Hold your horseflies, young lady. Think we have a problem.
Are we stuck here?
Let me just try it again.
We are stuck here.
I'll try my cell phone. Oh, I can't get a signal.
So now what are we gonna do?
Well, the first thing we're gonna do is calm down, take a deep breath, and then pray.
Good plan.
When Liz and Scooter got home, Liz immediately shut himself in his room, making it clear that he wasn't interested in doing anything with Scooter.
Hey, Liz, you want to do a puzzle?
No.
Liz, you want to play some catch?
No.
Liz, you want to watch Joaquin Waldo?
No.
Oh, okay.
I said no, Scooter.
Liz!
Oops. Come on in, Mom.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing, really. Why?
Well, Scooter just passed me on the stairs, Liz. He said he's afraid to come in here because you're angry with him.
Well, it's not just me. Spike is mad at him, too.
Well, Spike isn't here for me to ask right now. So why are you angry with Scooter?
Because he wimped out on us at the water park and got us kicked off the enormo splash. Mom, everybody was laughing at
you
us.
You took Scooter on the enormo splash?
Well, yeah. Oh, it's really cool. It drops you about 100 feet.
100 feet? Yeah. You think Scooter would like that? No. Oh, don't you remember when he tried to bungee jump off the water tower?
But Mom, he said he wanted to go on it. He said he'd do it at first, and then he chickened out.
Oh, so you were mean to him?
Well, yeah, I guess I was.
Liz, Scooter is your guest, and he's younger than
well, yeah,
you.
Yeah, but...
I know you don't always want to do everything he wants to do, but that's no reason to get angry with him.
No, you're right. I'm sorry.
Well, you don't need to apologize to me. You need to go and apologize to Scooter.
All right. I'll go talk to him.
Liz looked into the room Scooter was staying in, but Scooter's backpack and clothes were gone.
Scooter? Scooter! Where did you go? Oh, no, please tell me he didn't run away. Oh, please, please, please.
Liz ran outside. It had just started to rain.
Scooter! Scooter!
He checked Scooter's house, the clubhouse, and Scooter's secret fort in the woods, which wasn't really a secret or a fort, but just a bunch of old planks leaning against a tree.
Scooter! Oh, come on!
But Scooter wasn't in any of those places, and Liz was soaking wet.
Oh, brother, what did I do now?
Hey, everyone.
Shh, listen.
Have you checked out all the great free stuff at the brand new KidsCorner.net website?
It's fun.
Explore loads of fun, faith-building resources for kids, like our weekly devotionals featuring the Casey's Day comics.
Like a game of telephone, reading the Bible together helps us hear and share God's message of love.
We've added brand new Bible story podcasts. So listen to the greatest Bible adventures.
Moses called together the people of Israel and said,
"Today, I am telling you the laws and teachings that you must follow."
Watch Kids in Action, live action YouTube videos of kids just like you doing God's work right now.
It's Kids in Action, zooming in on God's creation and seeing that God is bigger than we could ever imagine.
Enjoy free do-it-yourself activities like crafts, coloring pages, puzzles, and more. And make sure you check out the Kids Corner Bible Study with animated videos and a God's Big Story comic book.
The Bible, God's Big Story. A rescue plan underway.
Take the quizzes to learn more about the Bible. And yes, Liz and friends are still here with your favorite stories.
Liz, you too.
Oh,
what
yeah.
A wonderful idea.
Discover your place in God's big story and learn how God is calling you to live out your Christian faith every day. All for free from KidsCorner.net.
Lucille and Mrs. Monitor were still sitting in their stalled car, waiting for the rain to ease up a bit.
Have you checked your phone lately?
Yeah, still no signal.
Well, what do you think we should do?
Well, we should just be patient. We should just wait right here. I don't want to do anything rash, like try to walk home in this weather.
How long do you think it'll rain?
I don't know, Lucille. It'll rain until it stops raining.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you. Just that this place is kind of scary. It's not like very many cars come down this road.
I know, I guess this is the one time taking the shortcut didn't pay off.
Wait! Are those headlights coming?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I hope they see our hazard lights.
They're slowing down. Oh, there's just one person in the car.
I hope he's the Good Samaritan type.
I hope he's not the crazy lunatic type.
Hello?
Hello there, neighbors. Something wrong with your wheels?
Yeah, it stalled after I hit that big puddle, and I can't get it started.
Well, why don't you pop that hood, and I'll take a gander.
Okay.
He seems nice, I guess.
Yeah, you know, just pray that he can help us.
All right, then. Try to start her up.
Okay.
Oh, it's working!
Yeah, you're all set.
Oh, thanks, mister.
Oh, what do I owe you for your help?
Not a thing. It was my pleasure.
Oh, well, thanks. I just don't know what we would have done without you.
Probably floated back to Turin?
Yeah, probably.
After an unfruitful search, Liz faced the unpleasant task of telling his mother that Scooter had disappeared. They both went out looking for him and were having a rather rough time of it. Mrs. Lacerda figured that Scooter would be near the road that led to Clawberg, where his parents were. So they searched that stretch of the road.
Scooter!
Hey, Scooter!
Liz, is yeah? that a fire up there?
Oh, wow. Good eyes, Mom.
Oh, let's go see who it is.
Yeah.
They made their way to the small fire near a lean-to shelter.
You know, this is really smart. Whoever made the fire put a piece of tin over it so the rain wouldn't put it out. That's good thinking.
Scooter!
Where?
Oh, under the lean-to! Scooter!
Scooter!
Oh, Mrs. Lacerda?
Yeah.
Liz? I fell asleep. What are you guys doing here?
We came to find you.
Oh, we were afraid you might be lost and scared.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we worried for nothing.
No, you were right. I was lost and scared.
Well, what happened?
Oh, it was the most amazing thing. Well, after I left your house, I decided to head towards Clawburg to find my parents. I knew I'd made you mad at me, and I didn't want to upset you anymore. I'd gone quite a ways, and then it started raining. I decided I should head back to your house. But then, I realized that I'd lost my direction. I didn't know how to find my way back. So I started walking in the direction I thought was right. And then I found this camp. And somebody had set it up. There was shelter and a big fire already burning. And then there was a big pot of ladybug stew, my favorite. Oh, it smelled so good, and I was hungry, so I just went ahead and ate some. Ladybug stew. And after that, I was so tired, I climbed into the sleeping bag and fell asleep.
Oh, I don't know what to do about whoever's camp this is, but I'm sure glad to see you safe and sound, Scooter.
Oh, yeah, me too. But Scooter, you did get part of your story wrong.
I did? What?
Yeah, you didn't make me mad at you, Scooter.
Oh.
I was treating you pretty badly. You should have been upset with me.
Well...
Hey, now, somebody's been sleeping in my bed.
I'm really sorry, mister.
And somebody's been eating my porridge.
Yeah. Scooter, you said it was Ladybug Stew.
Oh, we're sorry about any trouble.
Oh, don't worry about a thing. Now, I'm just glad someone was able to put my food and shelter to good use while I was gone.
Oh, is there anything we can do to make it up to you? Mm. Some money for a hotel?
These aren't the worst conditions I've ever bunked out in. Not by a long shot. I'll be fine, thank you. But I suggest you all get home before the rain starts up again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, sir, are you going to be around town for long?
Maybe. I kind of like Tureen. Who knows when I'll show up, especially now that I have a few more friends here.
Oh, well, you're always welcome.
Liz Scooter and Mrs. Lacerda arrived home a little while later, all of them much happier than when they had left.
Scooter, I'm really sorry for being so mean to you and making you think I didn't want you around. I'll try to be a better friend.
You think maybe we could do something later?
Oh, I'm sure Liz would be happy to spend some time with you, Scooter.
Oh,
he's not going to be leaving the house for the next week anyway.
Really?
Yeah, Scooter, see, that's my mom's way of telling me I'm grounded.
Oh.
You can see she's really pretty good at it.
Maybe we could watch Walking Waldo.
Scooter, old buddy, old pal,
yeah.
I'll make the popcorn.
Oh, gimme!
With everybody high and dry and safe and sound, you'd think that would be the end. But the next day, something else happened. Lucille was on the phone with Liz, listening to the story about Scooter running away, when there was a knock at her door.
Lucille?
I gotta go, Liz. I'll see you next week. Come in!
Lucille, could you give me a hand cleaning the living room? I just need to straighten up a little bit.
Yeah, okay. What's going on?
Pastor called and asked if I could make lunch for someone who stopped by the church. His name is Gabe.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Lucille and her mother took a few minutes and got the house ready to receive company. When their guest arrived, Lucille and her mother had a surprise.
Gabe!
Well, hey there, neighbors. I see you made it home all right.
Yeah, thanks to you.
Lucille, her mother, and Gabe ate a nice meal, laughing and enjoying each other's company. Before they knew it, the evening was over, and it was time for Gabe to leave.
Before I go, I have something for you.
For me? You do? What is it?
Well, have a look.
Toys! A box full of toys!
I'm sure a smart young lady like you would know what to do with them.
Oh, exactly. I can use them for our garage sale. We're holding a garage sale to help the people in Toad Hollow. They lost everything.
Oh, I'd say that's a good plan.
Are you sure you can't stay a little longer, Mr. Gabe?
Just Gabe.
Hmm.
I'd like to, but there are things I need to do.
Well, it was so nice to meet you. I hope we'll see you again sometime real soon.
Someday. Maybe when you least expect it.
When you look in a dictionary for the definition of kindness, you'll see something like gentle, pleasant, generous. Those aren't the words that would describe the way Liz treated Scooter, but they do describe the way Gabe treated everyone. The Bible says kindness is one of the fruits of the Spirit, which means that when we're being kind to others, we're showing them that we belong to God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24 reminds us, "The Lord's servants must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone." Who can you be kind to today?
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net.
Every
Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Lizard Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.